Good Friday morning, Delaware. Good rainy Friday morning, Delaware.
Good rainy Friday, cold still.
I know.
I got one of those flashback photos, and I was in like a summer dress this time last year. I was like, I haven't even thought about switching my wardrobe. I still need wool.
Wouldn't that be nice? I know. I went to take my trash out yesterday morning, and we keep our bin on the side of our house, and I had to put on my galoshes to go through the swamp that was my grass. It was not pleasant.
No.
Morning, no. Mark.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Lovely. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. We've just been reminded that Mercury is in retrograde right now. So if all of your communications are failing, if all of your technology is hating you, the universe wanted it to happen.
It is. I'm going to pretend like that's not all the time for me, though.
On top of the computer gnomes, now they're just handing me a note. Look what this says. It says, water will be off here for the next couple of hours.
No.
One flush left in the toilet.
No.
So I hate to interrupt the show, ladies, but I thought maybe you'd want to know this.
I am so sorry,
yes.
Mark.
Yep. There you go.
So many thoughts in my head right now. I have some astronaut solutions to that after going to Westerville's Mary Roach, but I'll talk about those later.
Yeah. Well, if you were listening before we came into the show, we were doing a little music theater trivia because tonight, shameless plug, and allow me to take over our library time with my personal time. Arena Fair Theater is doing a musical review, and I get to sing in it. So,
you know what? This still is library time, though, because you can check out musicals, movies, books about musicals.
Yeah.
You can just download the songs and listen to, I don't know, Hamilton on repeat in your car for weeks on end from Hoopla.
It always ties back to the library. It's very easy.
Always does. It always does.
So, do we want to keep going with a couple more trivia questions?
I've been doing pretty well, so now I just curse myself. Yeah. Mark, these are all yours. I have a feeling.
This one might be a trick. I'll give you one of the two answers. Well, I won't give it to you, but I'll let you have a pass if you get one of the other. What is Harold Hill's profession in The Music Man?
He is an instrument salesman.
That is his perceived perception. So yes.
Con man.
There we go.
I may have gotten that one. Possibly. I knew he was a salesman or something. I wouldn't have gotten the instrument thing.
Yeah.
He's a snake oil salesman.
I know that one because my granny's name was Marion. And then I became a librarian,
I
got to know those facts. I've never actually seen it.
Fun fact, I played Marion Peru from The Music Man when I was a freshman in high school.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. I will get to sing a song from The Music Man tonight. I'll get to sing Goodnight, My Someone. And that will be the Arena Fair Theater summer show that they're doing this year.
Sweet.
I won't be in the summer performance, but I will be happy to let the public know about it tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay, this might be another one. We'll see how into the nitty gritty you know.
I can't believe I've been getting any of these, just so you all know.
The musical Annie, she has a dog. And one particular scene, she has to call the dog. The man says, if the dog is yours, call it. And if it comes to you, then I know that it's yours. What name does she call it?
Sandy.
Oh, there we go. See? You do know these things.
Yeah, you're amazing. I'm just taking off my headphones and leaving now. Don't need me. You're doing great.
Okay, I remember the opening of the 1980s Annie. We got a brochure. My dad took my sisters and I, and that was the record that we then, because then we had a record. We listened to that over and over. So I have no idea the newer one without Carol Burnett. No idea what happens.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But Tim Curry, Carol Burnett, Annie.
Bernadette Peters, too. I mean, that's the cast.
It was brilliant. I never, sometimes I don't know why they redo these things.
Right.
Because when you hit perfection, why do you keep going?
Because you've just, this is our last one. This one might be hard. See, I keep saying that, though, and you keep nailing it. What was Disney's first Broadway musical?
Oh, I feel like it's a trick one.
You got a lot of options to choose from, but this is the first show that they've actually taken and said, we're going to Broadway.
The first one I remember is The Lion King.
It is not The Lion King.
Beauty and the Beast.
It is Beauty and the Beast.
Yay! Mark got one.
You did.
Big Mark. Yay. Yes. The Lion King will be at the Ohio Theater this summer as part of Kappa and the Broadway Across Columbus series.
So super excited for that.
I have seen that show twice. It gives me deep emotional feelings every time. The sounds and the visuals and you are literally surrounded by the animals as they make their kind of promenade out to, Simba's welcome to the world. And yeah, tears of joy and just overwhelm.
Okay, I cry in every movie, every play, every commercial I've ever watched.
Yeah.
They can just play that Sarah McLachlan song now.
Oh, I know, right?
And I'm done. I'm done.
Yes. All right. Well, that is the end of our Broadway trivia. Thank you for indulging me.
Anytime.
What books do you want to talk about today?
So, kind of an interesting one. Mm-hmm. So, you know that I've sort of been crazy busy.
Yeah.
You know, radio audience may not know, but it's just been a lot going on right now. So, I'm looking for shorter things to listen to, but also I'm feeling that busy, that mm-hmm. worn out. I don't know who else is out there that thought Easter just came way too fast. Mm-hmm. And everything has just been back to back to back and deadlines hit. So I'm looking for things that may calm me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking for sort of meditation things on Libby and Hoopla and different places. And I've been downloading several for adults, but I found one that was only 12 minutes. And I was like, this could be really nice for me in the mornings, mm-hmm. but it's for children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll give it a go. And I have to say, this may be a little habit for me right now as I, you know, try to take control of the craziness around me.
Right.
It's just 12 minutes that I know will be me focused on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute. It's called Meditate With Me, A Step-by-Step Mindfulness Journey by Miriam Gates. It's actually a picture book.
Oh, nice.
So you can check it out and read this with your child. Honestly, for me, I think reading it would have distracted what I'm trying to accomplish. So remember, everybody, I may have been a children's librarian. I don't have children. I am an adult who lives alone. And I found this very, very helpful.
You don't live alone.
Oh, shoot. I don't live alone. Sorry, Lloyd.
You have a listening. Cat and a husband.
In the mornings, I live alone because he sleeps really, really well. And the cat meditates with me.
There
we are one at that moment. Look at me trying to save myself there.
There you go.
I also forget to say my last name and just stick with my maiden name all the time.
Right.
Okay. So what I loved about this book is you just find yourself in a comfortable position. And she starts by having you crunch everything up. And she does it like you're a kid.
Yeah.
Like tighten your face and crunch. And then release. And like such a simple movement. If mm-hmm. you're in your car right now, don't close your eyes. But you can even do that while you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Tighten your muscles, hold them for a few seconds, and just release.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy that feeling of relaxing. She has you start breathing. She leads you through a few more stages. But my favorite one is she's like, okay, now I want you to imagine a bottle of glitter. And I want you to imagine shake, 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 shaking it. You know, you're tightening yourself up. You're shake, shake, shaking. And then stop.
Yeah.
Now imagine it's whatever colors you wanted in there. Imagine them just floating around. Just imagine yourself in there floating around. And I could just see it. And she has you like wave your hands. And I could almost see the glitter like ripple, like my hands were going through it. And then I was starting to breathe again and then deeper. You know, it's very simple imaging. It's, I have trouble. I'm trying to do some of these meditations for adults. I have trouble stilling my mind, but it was really easy to think of glitter flowing in water.
Yeah.
It was just a different approach to it. Again, I checked this out on Libby. I think I'm going to try to enjoy this every morning for, you know, maybe the next month. Maybe I'll dive into some of these more adult ones as well. But, you know, when you are in the midst of a lot of stress, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's my coffee time in the morning. Just 12 minutes that are just for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind you that your library is here for you during that, too. I think mm-hmm. we sometimes think of the library. A lot of people come in on their worst days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get a cancer diagnosis, please don't go on WebMD. But if you want to learn about your cancer, we have books. Mm-hmm. And we can tell you that those have gone through peer-reviewed articles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have experts looking those up. If you're looking to eat healthier, you can find some stuff online. But you can learn about exactly who you are without all the added, I don't know, every time I Google anything I'm trying to do, I have cancer. Every
right,
single time. And even if you do, this is a place, you know, we are a place you can go. We're a place that you can find out how to talk to your kids about losing a pet,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we're also a place that you can go to find yourself again.
Yeah. I love those guided meditations. If you, you know, don't want to even kind of like sometimes you find the app and then it's got a paywall. Sometimes mm-hmm. you find the website and then it's got an ad, you know, different things like that. It's really nice when you can find the things on Libby or Hoopla to listen to, or just a book, you know,
absolutely.
On the shelves that you can take home. There was a show on HBO that I watched when we had a subscription to that. It's a kid's show. It's called Esme and Roy.
Uh-huh.
It's so cute. Esme is a girl and Roy is a monster, and they are monster babysitters.
I love it.
And each kid that they babysit, you know, might have like a certain issue. But they actually did that with the glitter visualization.
Yeah.
So if a monster, if we're working toward a monster meltdown, then they would get out of their special
pack. And I was
pack.
Working towards one,
yeah,
you know.
Then they get out of their pack the glitter, and they have a little song that goes with it. So that's a great
tool. Well, and if you really don't know much about meditation, I have a quick local shout out to make. There was a TEDx Columbus over 10 years maybe now mm-hmm. ago that I went to, and the speaker was Darren Larson. And if you look up TEDx Columbus meditation, you'll find this TEDx.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about Darren, I actually follow him on Facebook, is that he talks about it doesn't need to be this intense thing you see.
Yeah.
He gave me the best advice. I actually really enjoy driving on rainy or sprinkly days because mm-hmm. he was like, when you're at a stoplight and a raindrop hits, enjoy the rain just going down your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a moment to be with the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting where you're going. Yes, you need to be alert as you're driving, but be with the rain. He was about grab the moment you can.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just, you know, rolling a grape around, you know, your tongue, or, you know, but be in the moment when you can and piece it together. And I guess this 12-minute, because all of them are like an hour.
Oh.
And like an hour out of my day to meditate makes me start hyperventilating.
Yeah, it seems stressful.
Time is my opposite problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is just another way, and absolute shout out to Darren. He does fantastic work with meditation. He makes it accessible to all of us.
Nice.
Yeah. So go learn a little bit more about this. It might be the surprising thing you need in your life.
That is nice. We have so many great resources at the library. You said that was called Meditate With Me.
Yes.
A Step-by-Step Journey by Miriam Gates.
Correct.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you reminded me because you went to go see an author last night. Who
yes.
I am obsessed with.
Yes.
And I'm really sad that I missed it.
Well, I've got so many good things from her.
You know, Tech Week. Ugh. But Mary Roach is one of my favorite authors of all time. This is an oldie but a goodie that you reminded me of. It was the very first Mary Roach book that I read back when I was like 15.
It's my favorite.
It's called Stiff.
When you were 15. That's so funny to me.
I did. I know.
You remind me. I'm so much older than you.
You're
so much older than you.
You live alone. You're an old hag.
I'm an old hag. I live alone. I only eat Buckeyes that are, you know.
No, you need the butterscotch hard candies.
Oh,
that
the Werther's. I only eat. I
pocket.
Actually do eat an awful lot of those.
They're good. Yeah.
I know.
But we can talk about maybe Mary Roach on the other half of the break.
Yes.
One of the things that we want to do that we buried in our lead this morning it's National Library Week.
Yes.
And so it's a big party in the libraries. We had our friends bring us donuts. We had crumble cookies bring us crumble.
Yes.
We've had our patrons just tell us thank you and they love us.
And say so many nice things about the amazing people that we have the honor to work with.
Yeah. And so we thought that we would just kind of have our second half of the show be just a library love fest, talking about the amazing things that are happening in the world of libraries, especially mm-hmm. with our neighbors right around the corner.
We have
from
amazing
us.
Neighbors and libraries. Sometimes our patrons will come in and be like, I accidentally went to another library. And we're like, we want you to. We share. We love them.
So, yeah. So stay tuned. On the other half, we'll come back. We're going to have a library love fest. And we're going to tell you why we love our neighbor libraries.
Love them.
Oh, there's love in the air. It's library love.
It is. It's Library Love Week.
Yes, it is National Library Week. We have been celebrating mm-hmm. since Sunday. That's why we're so exhausted.
It is. You know, I have actually been somewhere every morning by 7:45 or earlier, and I know Mark is totally like, whatever.
Yeah, really. Whatever.
Tell
but
that
that's
to
early
my 4
for me.
Alarm.
I understand.
And I also am hearing that 6 cups of coffee a day is not a good thing.
Oh, I feel
I'm
like,
very confused, yeah. But it works.
Well, true. I know. It's a tough call, isn't it?
It really is. is.
By about the fourth cup, I start to feel like I'm flying, like I'm having an out-of-body experience. And so that's usually when I know it's good to cut off.
You're drinking them too quickly together. It's six cups throughout the day. You stretch it out. I have a mug warmer and everything. I'm making it healthy.
Let's talk about some of the fun things that our library friends have been doing, are doing. Let's start with the big one. There was a big announcement this week from our friends down at Columbus Metropolitan Library.
Huge announcement.
What was announced, Molly?
We have learned that their director, Pat Lewinsky, will be retiring.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big deal. He's been with them, I think, 22 years or something. I'm probably guessing that number, but it's somewhere around there.
Yeah. He made the big announcement this week during National Library Week. He said, I will be retiring, and much love was sent to him from all over the United States.
And, you know, we're sending much love, too. We are glad we've been able to be a part of that. Central Ohio, we're a close-knit family, so wishing him luck.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice because it's nice to end your career on like a really big note.
Yes.
As we talked about last week, the Public Library Association just held its national conference in Columbus.
First time ever. Mm-hmm. And Columbus, feel proud because we have never been big enough before to hold this conference. There were over 7,000 librarians in your hometown over the week. And that is a very nerdy group. That is also a really fun group. Mm-hmm. Like, we are nuts. Yeah. We really are crazy. It's a lot of fun to go to these.
There was reading happening.
There was,
you know, friendship bracelet making happening.
Lots of friendship bracelet making.
But there was also a lot of fun, like networking.
Oh, yes.
And the after hours, you know, the Baker and Taylor Howl at the Moon party.
I wanted to welcome every out-of-state person that was there, so I stapled Buckeyes to my business card so that I could make connections with people and be like, welcome to Ohio. Please only eat the candy ones.
Yeah. right. The other ones are poisonous.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And if you see people wearing them, that's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's totally normal. And if you see a man walking around with one on his head, that's also
very, very normal.
Well, what else is happening in Central Ohio? We teased a little bit on the first half of the show that Mary Roach was in town last night from our friends at Westerville.
Westerville Library does a really amazing author series. Mm-hmm. I believe they use money from their foundation when they bring them in. And I have had a bucket list of two authors, and we took care of the first one for me, which
really
was Sarah Vowell.
Oh, yes.
I love nonfiction, but I love nonfiction with that little bit of humor. I like people who look for the weird in nonfiction. So Mary Roach was number two. Mary Roach wrote a life-changing book. You were talking about this a little bit earlier. Stiff. Stiff was her first book, and it was about what happens to bodies when you die. Uh-oh. And it's educational. Yeah. You learn a ton. You're also laughing the whole time because the way Mary looks at things.
She's a journalist and a columnist by career.
Yes.
And then she basically, what Stiff and the rest of her books kind of feels like is a series of essays, but they're just put together very nicely under one unifying theme. And
she's curious about everything. What she really talked mostly about wasn't Stiff, though, at this one. She talked about her book, Packing to Mars.
I love that one, too.
One of my favorite book clubs ever, when The Martian came out and the book was just blowing up, a lot of people were doing Packing for Mars and The Martian together. What is the can we do this? What is all the science behind this? And, you know, and Mary has a fascination with those things that normally kids might ask. So Lloyd hadn't read any of her books. And let's just say that Lloyd is game for anything I suggest. So appreciative. This is one of those many reasons I love this guy. So he comes in and he's like, oh, it's a nonfiction book talk. Okay, Molly. And I was like, but Stiff, you know, I'm telling you, leave me on a bunny farm. And he's like, okay. We sit down and the first topic she goes is, how do you poop in space?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
like,
not
there
a pleasant
are multiple,
no.
and like how NASA figured it out,
right,
and
yeah.
all the things it took to do it. And it just was one of those that he was like, immediately, I was like, you're happy. He's like, oh my God, she's talking about pooping in space. This is amazing.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
texting friends to tell them what he's learning. You know, fecal matter can sometimes just float around if you don't get it right. There's a decapitation thing that can happen when the lid closes a little too fast and you've been in there.
There's suction.
There's suction. Yeah, you got to get your rear exactly
Mark is
going to
cancel us here in about 30 seconds. He's like, what?
Yeah, is there a limit to poop on the radio?
Bringing you back on the show on Monday.
Excellent.
Come on back.
Excellent. She just, and I mean, she has such a good sense of humor. Like, there was one point where she was talking about NASA and her interactions with NASA and how they were like, no, Mary, no. No, we don't want you talking about that.
And she's
Mary,
like,
no.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh,
and she
yeah.
would call them with, like, random questions and be like, now, how does this happen? Mm-hmm. And they would be like, Mary, no. One point, she was trying to get an answer on, was it a, oh, they use cadavers to try to test because there's no other way to test what the body does on reentry.
Oh, okay.
And they really, NASA really didn't want her to talk about it at all. And she knew here in Columbus, there was an expert. And he told her, you know, Mary, just show up. Just show up. And like she got there and people were like, you're Mary Roach. And they're like, oh, my God, it's Mary Roach. And they're running and calling NASA. And finally, NASA's like, just answer her questions. Just answer them. Just do it. So she's like that persistent, you know, curious being that just everything sparks another question. Mm-hmm. And she's just every time she spoke, we were all I was gut laughing like that, that. Nonfiction where you learn shouldn't make your stomach hurt from laughing so hard the next day, but hurt in the best way possible.
Yeah, she writes with the best tone, and it's just so happy.
And Westerville, keep it up. You brought me Nick Offerman as well.
Yeah,
who are
Nick
you going to bring
so
me next?
Fun.
I mean, who else are you bringing me? Because they always have great ones. I also want to give a shout out to earlier this week for National Library Week. Worthington Libraries had their annual community breakfast.
That's right.
If there are any listeners that are in Worthington, because I know, you know, you're right on our border here.
We're right there, yeah.
If you're not aware of their community breakfast, they send you a postcard. You should probably read your mail. but they brought out their new pop-up library. So their outreach team has a new little pop-up library. It can go faster than Grandview's because Grandview's can only drive 25 miles per hour, which cracks me up. But just so you know, it's going to be driving all over town, and it is the cutest thing with our little mascots on it.
That is so exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, we spent our time today talking about our love for other libraries.
Yes.
So you listeners come back next week and we will give you so much more to learn about what's happening at your library, the Delaware County District Library. I just heard a dog barking in the studio, so I don't know what shenanigans the city has planned for you today. So we should go before they unleash whatever dog
but
that is.
Poop one ups dogs, right?
I think it does, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just to clarify, we're still winning. It's something I don't think is a competition.
Yeah. When you start talking about poop on the radio, we bring in the dogs.
We bring in the dogs. I know. That's
well,
only
you only
way.
Get that one flush left on your toilet today.
Exactly.
It has been a theme without us knowing it.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thank you for listening, Molly. Thank you for being our co-host.
Happy to be here.
Mark, thank you for being on the board. And until next week, we will see you in the stacks.